इमं लोकं तथैवामुं आत्मानं उभयानिनम् आत्मानं अनुयेच्छः जीराय पशवगृहा विसिद्ध्य सर्वान् अन्यांश्च मामेवं विस्तुतो मुखम् वदन्ति अनन्या भक्त्या तान् मित्रो रतिपारये. So, Kapildev is describing Bhakti Yoga. Yesterday, last night, we have already discussed the previous verse, that Bhaktas, Desamaham Priya. Bhakta means, who takes Krishna, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the most dearest of everything. And Atma Sutastra Saha Guru Suhira Daimam Istam. Everything. Krishna is my Guru, Krishna is my Atma, because I am part and parcel of Krishna. Mami Vamsa Jiva Bhuta, so Krishna is origin, and part and parcel. Then Krishna is my one who wants to love Krishna as son, we have described already. Krishna is prepared to become your son because we love son. We offer respect to Guru, we offer respect to Devata. So everything should be Krishna. Jesamaham priya atma sutascha sakha, friend, just like Arjuna, he accepted Krishna as his friend. Everyone can accept Krishna in so many ways. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padusevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakyam. So you can love Krishna as Sakha, as Arjuna did. And similarly, Parikshit Maharaj, he simply heard about Krishna. Savanam. These are the nine processes. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Of Vishnu, of Krishna, Krishna and Vishnu is there. Not anyone else. You cannot say that I am hearing about Mr. Sathan as a great politician, Savanam. No, that will not help you. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Smaranam, also always thinking of me. Yoginam ki sarvi sam. Madhgata antanātmanā, sadhyāvān śrati jūmām, samīdhikṛtam. Manvanābhava madhbhakta madhyājimān namaskuru. That is, savanam kirtanam kṛṣṇa smaranam. Always thinking of Krishna. Simply, if you meditation, that is meditation. If you meditate about Krishna, always, then you become the first class guru. That is said in the Bhagavad Gita. In the sixth chapter, yoginamati sarvesham madgatantara. So, this movement is teaching everyone, all as to be Krishna conscious, to become first class yogi and take Krishna as everything. Priya, Suta, Sakha, Guru, everything. That is called bhakta. So in this way, visidya sarvaranyansha. Visidya means giving up completely. If you want a son, alright, Krishna is prepared to become your son. If you want a lover, alright, Krishna is prepared to become your lover. If you want a friend, Krishna is prepared to become your friend. Everything Krishna is prepared, and that relationship is going on in this material world. Somebody, I love somebody as my son, I love somebody as my friend, I love somebody as my lover, I love somebody as my father. Or in this relationship, sakham, there is the mellow, the sakha bhav, vatsalya bhav, vatsalyam, madhujyam, means loving platform, loving propensities. Krishna is there. So if actually, if we want to become free from the clutches of this janma mrityu jara bhati, that is our problem. Here, we have discussed many times that we as spirit soul, we are not this body. I am not this body. You are not this body. I am Brahma. Aham Brahmasmi. You are also Brahma. All spirit soul. But I am not Parabrahma. That is mystery. Neither you are Parabrahma. There are two words in the scriptures. Brahma and Parabrahma. Atma and Paramatma. Ishara and Parameshwara. Though Mayavad is the same, there is no difference. No, there is difference. Otherwise, why the word is used? Parama. So I may be Ishara, you may be Ishara, but you are not Parameshwara. You are Atma, I am Atma, but I am not Paramatma, you are not Parama. In this way, the Paramatma, Parameshwara, that is Krishna. Therefore it is said, Visidya Sarvan Anyansa Mameva. Bhagavan says, Kapildev is also Krishna. He says, Mameva, only unto me. And what is the difference between you and me? I am Vishwakuru Mukham. I am all pervading. You are not all pervading. That is the difference. You are sitting here. You are not at your home. But Krishna is here, being worshipped in this temple, but he is present in many, many millions of temples. Vishwato Mukham. He is accepting devotional services from the devotee in many thousands of temples. Not only that, as Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, forget. Now I am becoming old and forget. Anyway, Krishna is Paramatma. He is present everywhere. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyese arjuna tishthati. That is Vishwato Mukham. He is living in everyone's heart. That is the difference between Krishna and me. Krishna and me, that is the difference. Now home, here it is said, this Mameva Vishwato Mukham. Mameva. Krishna Bhagavan He says Mameva. But what is that Mameva? He is not a person like me or you. He is Vishwarupam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that this body is the field of Kshetra, field of activities. Idam Sariram Kshetram Iti Abhidhiyate. Kshetra Kshetra Dva. And the owner of the body, or the occupier of the body, not owner. We are not actually owner of this body. Because as soon as there will be order that you vacate this body, you have to immediately vacate. Therefore we are not owner. We are occupier. This is a machine given by Krishna. Ishara sarvabhutanam vidyeshu arjuna tishtati brahmanam sarvabhutani jantra rudhani maya. This is a jantra, machine. I am not this machine, but this machine has been given to me to move. Let's say you get a car to move. Especially mentioned, jantra. Jantra, that's why a car is machine. But you are not the car. Suppose if you want a car to move, your father gives you a car, maybe costly or not. That depends on the father's condition or your condition. But the parallel or the to purchase, but here it is said that because we want to move in this material world under different desires, so Krishna gives us different types of bodies. 8,400,000 different species of jantra. They are just like machine. Jantra Ruranya. That machine is made by Maya. This material energy. That is not spiritual energy. I am spiritual energy, you are spiritual energy. But this vehicle of the car, of the moving machine, that is not spiritual. That is material. Jantra Ruranya, Maya. It is given by Maya. We are in a machine made by Maya. And so long we are on this machine, the machine will be old and you will have to change it for another machine. That is going on. That is called Janma Mrityu. That is called birth and death. Otherwise, you and me, we are no birth and death. Na jayate na mrityate va kadasi. The soul of the Brahma, he does not take birth or die. Simply, we change this machine, birth. Na hannate hannamane sarije. You are driving one car. If the car is broken, it is smashed, that does not mean you are smashed. You may have some accident, but you are not finished. The car may be finished. Similarly, na hannate hannamane sarije. Similarly, this body being finished, we are not finished. We get another path, another body. That's why we are getting different bodies in this life. So, the question is that if I am nitya, shashvata, my position is I never die, never take birth. So why I have been put into this condition accepting this machine? That is real problem. That is real problem. What is the cause? That cause is because I want to enjoy this material world. What is that material world? Here it is said, Rayo Pasava Griha. Rayo means wealth. Formerly, a man was considered to be wealthy. Now also it is. Dhanena Bhagavan. Govaya Dhanavan. If you have got many number of cows, then you are considered to be rich man. Not paper. Nowadays, if you have got bunch of paper, as written $1,000, But they are paper. You are Bhagavan. The formal name, practical. They are not Bhagavan by the paper, by the currency notes, but by how many cows you purchase. If that is life, you get milk. And Dhanena, if you have got food grains, then you are rich. Not by possessing some paper. No. Therefore it is said that Raya Pasava Griha. So these are the material possessions. So long we are after this material possession, then we cannot get out of this circle of birth and death. But if we give up this material possession, and we take Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and worshipping in Bhakti Yoga, as it is said here, Bhajanti Ananaya Bhakta. Ananaya Bhakta. Ananaya Bhakta means pure, not mixed. You should not mix bhakti with gyan and karma. That is pure. Annadiyasita sinnam jnana karma dhana dhutam. So, just like there are many bhaktas, they are not pure bhaktas. Chanting, they are also chanting. But they are aspiring after mukti. So they are not pure. They are adulterated. The bhakta does not want mukti. We have discussed all things. Bhakta wants nothing from the Supreme Personality of God. He simply wants to serve. That's all. And serve him anukullena, not whimsically. I want to serve you as I like. No. Anukullena. Just like Arjuna did. Arjuna served Krishna, not whimsically, but as Krishna desired. Krishna, Arjuna was not willing to fight. He said, no, Krishna, the other side. My friends and devotees, I cannot. That is whimsical. But when he decided, after hearing Bhagavad Gita, Parikseya Vachanamthava, yes, I shall do what you are asked to fight. I shall kill my friend. That's all. That is anukul. Anukullena Krishna anusilenam bhakti ruchyam. You cannot serve Krishna by your whims. Anukul. Annavilasita sunnam jnanakarmadanabhritam. Anukullena Krishna anusilenam. You have to serve Krishna as he says. If I want a glass of water, you must give me a glass of water. You cannot say, Prabhupada, milk is better than water. Why don't you take one glass of milk? That is not anukul. You must supply me what I want. That is anukul. That is favor. I want to drink water. Why should you give me milk? That is anukul. That is bhakti. That is ananya. Don't manufacture your own trademark of bhakti. No, that is not bhakti. It is not that sometimes people say, so-called bhaktas, they say, that I can worship the law in my own way. No, that you cannot. You have to, but because you have no connection with the Supreme Law, you simply think a picture, an idea, imagination, kalpana. The Mayavadis, they say kalpana. Brahma rupa kalpana. Brahma has no rupa, but you imagine some rupa or form. That is maya. That is not. Krishna has got rupa. Krishna is present here with his original rupa, as it is described in the Vedic literature. Vinam kannam tangara vindatalayatatam Barahavakam samasitam vajasundarangam kandratvakotikamaniya visesa shobham govindam adipurusam tamam vijami. His part. Ishara parama kisa parava. Ishara parama. He may be Ishara, he may be Ishara. That's all right. But you are not Parameshwara. I am not Parameshwara. Ishara parama Krishna. The Parameshwara is Krishna. Paramatma is Krishna. We are not. Khetra khetragna. Khetragna means one who knows about the khetra. We are acting in this world. I am also acting, you are also acting, the dog is also acting, cat is also acting, the tree is also acting, according to the body. But within the body, the owner or the occupier of the body is within. So, Krishna says, Khetragvanchapi Mahamadivji. You are Khetragva. You are owner of this body. But I am also Khetragva. I am Khetragva, I am the real proprietor. You are simply occupier. You are not the proprietor. Jantra Ruhani Maya. He gives you. You wanted a body like this. Your God, now take this body. Krishna is giving all facilities to enjoy this material. Sometimes he wants the body of a devata like Brahma, Indra, Chandra, or like Janti Deva Bhattadi Maan. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti Deva Bhattadi. If you want to become devata, so you act like that, you qualify yourself, and you go there. And you get a body. You can get a body like Brahma. Or you can get the body of this worm in this tube, as you like. Now it is. Or if you like a body like me, Krishna said, Janti Madhajadino Ki Ma. And if you want to get a body like Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, that is our body, his body, Satchit Ananda, then you can get it. So, our intelligence will be proved when we want to go back to home, back to God, Krishna, Madhyajana. He gives you freedom, free pass. If you want to go to the demigod's planet, Janti Deva, Bhutani Jansi Bhute Jya, Madhyaji Nansi Jya. Now it is your choice. It is your choice. Where you want to go? You have to go somewhere. You can remain here in this material world. You can remain to the higher planets. Or you can go beyond these higher planets. Bhaktya Bhaktya Sanatam. There is another nature. This is material nature. And there is another nature, spiritual nature. You can go there also. As you like. You have given full freedom. So here it is said, but wherever you go, it is said, Abhamma bhuvanalokan punaravartinos. Kine punne puno matulokan visanti. You can go to the Sarvaloka, the heavenly planets, by your pious activities. But, khine punne, when your punna, pious, resultant action of pious activities will be finished, then you have to come back again. Khine punne puno matur. But Krishna says, jadratyanani vartanti tadhyamam paramam. If you, somewhere other, you go to that place where I live. Krishna lives everywhere. Krishna, Ishara Sarva Bhutana Lidesh Arjuna Tishtati. But he has got a special home. Just like the governor or the president, He can move many places, but still he has got his own place. The Radha-bhava, like that. Similarly, Krishna's place is Goloka Vrindavan. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpa vritka lakha vritesu sula. But Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. That is Krishna. He can live in Goloka Vrindavan. Like we see here Krishna is Goloka Vrindavan. He is enjoying the company of Vrindavan study. Radharani. So, Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. That is Vishvato Mukham. Here it is said. Visiddha sarvananyansa mameva Vishvato Mukham. So, if you concentrate your devotion, your mind, your activities by this bhakti yoga, sravanam kirtana. Bhakti yoga means, first of all, to hear. Without hearing, how you can become bhakta? You must know about Krishna. If you want to make friendship with somebody, that makes some transaction. We have got already our relationship, eternal relationship with Krishna. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. But somewhere or other, we have forgotten. Therefore, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Anadi Bahirmukh Ji Krishna Bhuli Gela. Somewhere or other, from long, long time, we have forgotten Krishna. Krishna Bhuli Gela. Ataya Krishna Veda Purana Kariva. Therefore, Krishna has made all these Vedas and Puranas and Shastras. Everything, Mahabharata. Krishna comes here. This is because when we forget, now this age is going on, Kali Yuga, forgetfulness. People are forgetting more and more Krishna. They are not interested anymore. But Krishna is interested. Krishna, because we are sons of Krishna, just like a mad son, he is no one interested in home, father, mother. But still, the father and mother is interested. That this boy has gone out of home and simply suffering. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. He is accepting one type of body and again giving it up, again accepting another body. In this way, he is traveling. Avamma bhuvana loka. All the planets, all the species of life. So, let me try to rescue him. Therefore Krishna comes. Jadajadahi dharma sakrani bhavati bharata tadatmanam sridam maham. So, he has falsely engaged in this material world, illusion. Atat diha chetra sutapaditri janasya mohoyam. This material world, it is not our home. How we can say it is home? I am living in this body, in this home. Say for 50, 60 or 100 years. Again, get out. So how I can say it is my home? I am Nitya, I am myself, an eternal home. Why I am distempered? This is knowledge. This is knowledge. Unless one is not awakened to this knowledge, then he is a fool, that's it. Jashrata buddhi punapeti dhātale. One who is thinking, this is my body, this is I am. Saiva gopha. He is no better than animals. There is a dog thinking. See, if a man thinks that I am this body, then what is the position? He is no better than a dog. We should not be that. This human form of life is meant for this inquiry, athāsa brahma jigyāsa. If I am Brahma, then what is Brahma means eternal. So why I am busy with this bodily affair? This is called Brahma Jigyasa. And if you become very learned scholar in Vedanta and busy with this bodily affair, that is another foolishness. If you actually Vedantist, then you should be inquiring that I am eternal. why I am put into this temporary body, and on account of this body, I am subjected to so many miserable conditions of material life. Why I should remain in this condition? How I can get released from this condition? That is human life. That is human life. And tadvijnana phamsa gurumeva gacche. If you actually very much eager to inquire about it, then you become a guru. Kasmat gurum pravartita jignasu sreyotam. One who is inquisitive about spiritual life, about spiritual identity. Kasmat, therefore, gurum pravartita. You must seek out a bona fide guru. Who can be better guru than Krishna? He is the original guru. Here it is stated, guru. In the previous verse, Desamaham Priya Atma Sutasya Sakha Guru. Guru. So you don't accept anyone guru, but accept guru Krishna. And Krishna is in touching Bhagavad Gita as guru. Sishra Priyam Sarimam Prabhanna. Arjuna says, my dear Krishna, I am accepting as my guru. I am with your sister. So everyone should become like that. Accept Krishna as guru. Or Krishna's representative. You can say, well, Krishna, I don't find. But Krishna's representative is there. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. That is the panipati na parikrishna na sevaya upadarshanti tadhyanam jnana tattva-darshan. So, one who knows Krishna perfectly, he is Krishna's representative. And to know Krishna is very difficult task. No, everything is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. But if you, like a rascal, interpret in a different way, then you are not a guru, you are a guru. You are guru so long you take Bhagavad Gita as it is. Thank you very much. Amen.